Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on RadioMD, iHeart, or wherever you download us from. Thank you for doing that. I'm your host, Dr. Mike Roizen. We have a wonderful guest for you, as we usually do on the B segments. This is 1257B of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast, and it's about the big C. In fact, the big C squared, stories from the chronic side of cancer, and we're going to find out what she means by C squared and chronic side. The author is Ruth Fine, and you can find the book, because it is C squared with the numeric squared, it's tough to find it that way. But on Amazon, you can find it under Ruth Fine, or even go to her website, rfrwrites.com, to find out more about this subject. It's a important subject because, as many of us know, many people, and we'll find out exactly how many from her, are living longer, and cancer can be a chronic disease. We're brought to you, as usual, by 4Youngevity.com, the number 4Youngevity.com. Go to their website to get the free newsletter that talks about living younger with longevity, and go to lifesfirstnaturals.com, the makers of TruBiotics, Bovine Colostrum, and of course, Dye Rescue. The Dye Rescue, D-I-A-R-E-S-Q, which is used for pediatric diarrhea and constipation, but the blogosphere has it as one of the most effective treatments if you're on one of the GLP-1s, an increasing dose, or if you have side effects of constipation or diarrhea, nausea, or vomiting with the GLP-1s. It looks like it's someplace between 60 and 70% effective at preventing those if you take Dye Rescue 2 days in advance, the day that you give yourself the shot, and 2 days after when you change dosage. That's lifesfirstnaturals.com. Now let's get back to Ruth Fine Rubble, the big C squared, stories from the chronic side of cancer. So Ruth, what does C squared stand for?
Well, first, thanks for having me. I'm thrilled to be here. So the big C squared, the C squared stands for chronic cancer.
How common is chronic cancer? In other words, we're used to, in a medical environment, trying to cut it out or irradiate it or give chemotherapy. But a lot of the chemotherapies have turned cancer into a chronic disease. Is that right?
Absolutely. So there's a lot of things. Medical advances have brought us to the place that millions more are living with long-term effects of cancer. So there's people like me who live with a chronic cancer. I've been living for 30 years with a chronic cancer, meaning it will be an active cancer for as long as I live and breathe, probably. And there's also people who their cancer was treated or maybe cured years ago, but they're still living with emotional effects decades later of that cancer.
And I should say that at 4Youngevity.com, one of our sponsors, there is a 180-day program for cancer survivorship, which is what happens after you get cancer, what the physical and food and, if you will, stress management programs are to help you with that. But a lot of it is, especially with people living with it. And how many, you said millions are living with it. How many people are living with it? Do we have a way of judging how many people we think are living in the United States with a cancer under treatment or chronic treatment?
According to the American Cancer Society and others, there's 18 million people living in America with cancer, but I honestly don't know how many are people who are survivors after 30 years. Yeah, I'm not sure, honestly.
Dallas, one of the things that I never know, even when I see patients in the office, is what to say to them, if you will, from a standpoint of, you know, it's how are you doing with it? Or how are you doing thinking about your cancer? What should we be saying? How does one emotionally relate to this?
Exactly. That's a great question. And that's why I wrote this book, because I think people are uncomfortable. They don't know what to say. And a perfect example is, but you look great. My own hematology oncologist specialist used to say that the minute I walked in the door, well, you look great. I'm so happy I look great. I'm so happy I look well. But it makes us feel at times very invisible and misunderstood. So instead of saying, for instance, you look great, and this goes for a friend or a family, anyone speaking to someone who's dealing with long-term cancer effects, well, you look great. How are you doing today? Or you look great. I'm so glad you could be here today. And that acknowledges, it sort of opens a door. It acknowledges that some days are a challenge and that yesterday I might not have been able to get out of the recliner. Or that's why I missed your milestone birthday, if it's a family or friend, perhaps. So it's a way of just making more of an open-ended question.
Now, there've got to be other emotional problems you go through, such as the fear of a recurrence or the fear of a bone fracture and becoming immobile or something like that. How does one get over that fear? Or you've probably had that fear yourself. And we're talking, I should say, with Ruth Fine Revel, R-E-V-E-L-L, but Ruth Fine, the big C-squared, Stories from the Chronic Side of Cancer. Ruth, how does one deal with that fear of a recurrence? Or how do you deal with it? And then how should we deal with it?
It's another great question. So I've been on a clinical trial for 6 years. They, in fact, call me the poster child for clinical trials, because the drug combination therapy that I'm on has, in fact, reversed the myelofibrosis, the rare blood cancer that I have. And it's a cancer that has no remission, and yet I have all the signs of remission. And so I know that those drugs can stop working tomorrow, because that's the notorious nature of the type of drugs I'm on. So I believe in living every day, not as if it's your last, but every day as if it's your best, right? It's a way of remembering how fragile life is, because I think all of us could get hit by a truck tomorrow. And remembering that allows us to get past some of that anxiety. But in this book that I wrote, I'm actually a health and science writer with a long career, including as a contributor to the New York Times for several years. So this book, I interviewed many people with all different types of cancers. And we talked a lot about the anxiety. It's scan anxiety. It's worrying if the cancer is going to come back.
We should clear, scan anxiety means you're getting a scan and you're afraid that it's going to show something.
Yes. So you're worried about, even yesterday I was in the hospital, I had blood work, right? So there's anxiety and nerve-wracking feeling of, is something going to show up that I would prefer not to see? There's that. There's a scan, as in, an MRI or whatever, that you're worried maybe there's a sign of cancer coming back. But beyond that, I think what's interesting that I heard a lot about from the people I interviewed, and these are extraordinary people I call thrivers, cancer thrivers. They aren't just surviving. They are unbelievably inspirational people. One of the things I heard a lot about was symptoms that are similar to PTSD, post-traumatic stress syndrome. For instance, a woman that I know well who was separated from her son at a year old, because she had to have a bone marrow transplant. She expected to be gone from him for a couple of months. It turned into a whole year. And every time she gets on a plane or has to be separated from him, she has this real anxiety that is almost uncontrollable. So there's all kinds of things that we don't think about. I mean, I, for one, I like to talk about the other F word, the cancer F words, which are, for me, fatigue, which is very misunderstood, and fear. fatigue is one of those words that we could get better about describing. So are you tired? Okay, tired is not fatigue. Extreme fatigue is I can't lift my arm. Fatigue can be I can't get out of the chair. Personally, I missed my twin grandson's second-year-old birthday because I couldn't leave the house that day. My son, his wedding was postponed twice because of COVID. Had it been the original date, it was a time where I couldn't walk up the street in New York a half a block without stopping to lean on a lamppost. It was postponed, and 2 years later, I was able to dance at my son's wedding and feel perfectly well. So time is a wonderful thing, and so is medicine. But talking about it, how we describe how we feel is very inconsistent.
That's pretty impressive. All of these stories, of course, are in the big C squared, stories from the chronic side of cancer. And it's not just Ruth's own story, but many stories of others. And I think the interesting perspective on fatigue and fear obviously comes out well in what you've told us, but is integral in the book and understanding how to think about stories from this side of cancer. The main reason for the book, I take it, was to both help people with chronic cancer, both understand what they were going through, but also for those who love them and who are around them to understand what they're going through. Is that correct?
Absolutely. And actually to change the conversation around chronic cancers. So for example, people often say things like, well, you're lucky your cancer's in the past. Well, it's really difficult to keep your raised eyebrows from freezing in place when you hear that, because my cancer isn't in the past. I still have cancer. I'm fortunate I feel well. So we need to change the way we speak about cancer, because so many of us are living for a good long time, gratefully.
I want to thank you. We've been talking with Ruth Fine Revel. Her website is rfrwrites, WRITES.com. The book is on Amazon, and I had trouble getting to it through the big C. So I would tell you that you can just put Ruth Fine, F-E-I-N, or stories from the chronic side of cancer, I could get to it. There's actually a huge discount on the Kindle price right now of her book, which is wonderful. So thank the publisher for putting the discount up there during our podcast. I want to thank you. We, of course, thank our sponsors as well. Life's First Naturals, the makers of Truebiotics, Bovine Colostrum, and Dye Rescue. Again, if you're on a GLP-1 and having side effects, think about Dye Rescue. It's sold as a pediatric remedy, which is why it's in almost every drugstore, the Walgreens and CVS's and others of the world now, as well as the big box stores where they have their pharmacy. Dye Rescue, but it's very useful, at least in the blogosphere and in uncontrolled studies on taking care of the side effects of the GLP-1s, such as Wegovia or Trepezide, Zepbound and Mounjaro and Semaglutide, to give you more of the, and Ozempic, of course, more of the names. But when you change doses or if you have side effects, this helps tremendously. According to the blogosphere, 65 to 75% of people, it appears, get substantial relief or total relief from it. And the other, of course, are for longevity. The number four, longevity, YOUNGEVITY.com. Sign up for the free newsletter, which will talk a lot about how to stay young longer. And I guess staying young longer is one of the things you want to do if you have a chronic cancer or want to prevent it. I also want to thank all of our listeners, all of you, the 50,000 of you. We can't be wrong. We'll be back next week. This has been 1257B. The B's are always the great guests. The A's, the latest medical news of the week and what it means to you. And I should tell you, there are two great stories out this week, on one on preventing Alzheimer's and the use of the Brain HQ games, which have been shown in randomized controlled trials published this week to increase acetylcholine production, as well as to decrease the onset and progression of dementia. And a study from Argentina out just today, so I got to read it fresh, and it shows in a case control study the benefits of therapeutic plasma exchange in reversing the cognitive dysfunction of Alzheimer's, not just slowing it, but actually reversing it with minimal side effects. Thanks again, and we'll be back next week. Go to the A section for those stories, and we'll be back next week with another great guest. We hope you are too.